You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, Big Wigs, to another episode. We're just going to hit it right off the top. I'm not in the highest of moods today.
Right.
Okay. Welcome back in. We missed all you guys. Hi, right. Anna.
Hi. I'm in a great mood. As you guys know, this was a big week for Philadelphia and DC people. And guess where we're from? Guess where we're from?
It's a battle of the East Coasters.
It's a test to our relationship.
Yeah.
It's really a challenge when you work with someone. We're coming off hot off the
hot off the field
NFC championship game, which it's funny because I did invite you to come watch it with me, but you never responded.
Yeah, because at first I thought I was going to go to Philadelphia, and then I thought, why would I want to get myself murdered?
Yeah, that was that'd be a weird move.
As a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
It'd be weird for me.
Like, and as an Eagles fan, or like as a girl who grew up in Philadelphia, literally like my freshman year of college when they were against the Patriots, my mom was like, I'm sending you a sweatshirt. And I was like, girl, I'm going to get shot in Kenmore Square.
Trying to get me punched out.
Yeah. I immediately was like, oh, okay, I'll become a Patriots fan, at least for the 4 years while I'm here, just to play it safe, make friends, you know, be in the cool crowd.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought against that. So I really didn't know my plans, but I saw your spread.
You should have come. I was throwing down, girl.
She had a spread, you guys. She was serving caviar. You did the damn thing.
I made a friend. I have a friend in the caviar industry, and he was like, when do you want this delivery?
Sorry.
And I was like, yo, I'm going to throw down for the Eagles. So like, we should do
it. Well, first, I'm hearing this correctly. You have a caviar plug?
I have a caviar plug. Yeah. Black Diamond Caviar. You know what? Maybe he'll sponsor the podcast.
I could see it right now. Just fresh on this little table. We just have a little caviar dip, you know,
honestly,
do a little caviar bumps to start the show.
I could do it. I should have brought it today. I have some left over. New friend. Yeah. But no, it was really funny because it was almost like a drug deal. Like we were talking or whatever. And I was like, I really want to like try your product. And he was like, I can't wait. And he has a restaurant near me, whatever. And and then I was at a show on Friday night or Saturday night. And he was like, I can make the delivery tonight. And I was sort of like, oh, OK, I'm not home, but like, will it be OK? You know? And he was like, yeah, no problem. And so I felt like I had a drug deal Saturday night. I came home
of caviar.
I came home at like 11:30 and literally like there was caviar, you know, package waiting for me on ice.
It's big wigs.
Yeah.
Big wig move.
Yeah. But it was fun. I watched the game with like my best family friend, my cousin and her husband and like their friends. And they're like all Phillies people. I mean, Philly Eagles people. So it was a nice group. You know, we were all excited.
And we're obviously so excited about the turnout that we each switched teams.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but you guys,
watching the video on YouTube.
I'm literally in red and she's in like Kelly Green Eagles. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? We are fully in each other's team colors.
We switched sides. I feel like a traitor. And you know what?
You are a traitor. Look at these chairs. I just want to shout out. Thank you, Pat, for recording with us today. I feel like a traitor right now. Like
I do. We're
actual
traitor chairs.
The good kind, you know, the kind on the show.
They're pelted with this nice dark blue navy velvet.
Rich.
We look rich, bitch. We really do. But let me just say that if you're watching the Commanders and Eagles game, and then if you were watching
the Bills and the Chiefs.
Bills versus the Chiefs, everybody was kind of, if you weren't for, everybody was for the underdog mostly, right? So ain't nobody want to see the annoying Eagles win, just saying.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I have so many Eagles friends, but you guys are just those fans.
Right, like, you almost went to Philly. They were going to convert you into the cult. They were going to be like,
yeah, I know.
As soon as you walk through the border and they're like, welcome to Pennsylvania, they're like, they stop you and be like, who are you rooting for today, ma'am?
They would have saw the jersey and they would have like, gay birds, y'all are stupid. If you're not rooting for the Eagles, though, I understand. Like, I get it. But anyways,
Jared was in the second game. Jared really wanted the Bills to win. And because he explained it to me, he actually was like, there was a moment where he was like, can you please get off your phone? I'd like to explain the history. And he went through like all the years since like 1995 of like Patriots, Chiefs, Eagles, Chiefs, Patriots, Chiefs. And I was like, so they're good. Like,
so they're a really good ass team.
And I was like, bitch, I just want Taylor Swift to be there, you know?
Well, in that god awful outfit. Yeah. I think she's trolling us at this point, though. People are saying that. Like, she understands and it's her style and she doesn't care.
I didn't hate it as much as people did. I'm like, I don't know. It wasn't as bad as people said.
Agreed. I think the only thing that went wrong for me was the dark red tights.
Mm.
Okay. It almost looks like a jester.
It was a little Chicago the Musical, Times Square. Hey, you want to see a show tonight?
Razzle dazzle. Yeah,
I'm kind of that representing that today as well.
You are a little court jest. Are you in the jest mood? You know, as much as it burns me to say, you know, congrats on the win. I think it was a bad game overall.
Yeah.
But your mayor can't spell Eagles, so
you know what? There are worse things to happen in Philadelphia. I was like, you know what? Good attempt. I think.
Good attempt.
And actually, I was a B student. Whatever.
Whatever. If you guys saw this press conference that she gave, and she was so excited about it, but when I saw the clip, she at the end, she goes, and I just want to say, Eagles. And honestly, the way she said it, it sounded right. If they didn't spell it on the bottom, I absolutely would have been like, go Eagles. But I didn't get it.
And she didn't have an earpiece, and they were like, ma'am.
Reboot.
Do it again. Yeah. Let's try this one more. Take two. E-A-G.
And then she had another press conference where she corrected herself, and then she goes... She doesn't even do it along with the crowd. She's like, and can y'all do it with me? She gives the crowd, the audience, the mic, and everybody else does it. So she didn't even give her chance to fail again. I just thought that was a funny moment. So
sometimes, you know, Eagles is a...
You're nervous.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister, really. Anyway, wait, where did you watch the game?
So we went to this... We tried to go to a Commander's bar.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, that was a dumb idea.
Did they not...
It was just absolutely packed. We tried to go to Dorian's up on the Upper East Side, and it was just like, I mean, shoulder to shoulder, butt, ass to butt, nuts to butts. It was too packed.
Wow. Did you see I texted my mom when they won? My mom is a, you know, she, obviously I was raised in Philly, but she's from Long Island, but she chose to side with Philadelphia sports teams when she moved there.
Of course, yeah.
And my mom has an Eagles outfit for like every day of the week, you know, like wouldn't surprise me if she's like, I'm wearing the socks and the underwear today. Like she's a little psycho when it comes to merch.
Lee loves a theme.
Loves merch. She asked me on Friday, I'll overnight you. Do you want this sweatshirt or this sweatshirt? I said, send me a photo. She goes, I don't have time for a photo. I go, then don't overnight me anything. I don't need you to overnight me something.
Like she doesn't even know if you're going to wear it.
Yeah. So I text her as soon as the game ends. I go, because I'm on the East Coast, you know, I'm not in LA right now. I was like, oh my God, I was like Super Bowl party.
Right.
Because my mom would throw down. And she goes, I already have plans. Maybe you could come to my friends. And I was like, in the 7 minutes since they won, you have plans? And she was like, no, I had plans win or lose. But I was like, it just came out really like, sorry.
I already have plans.
I'm already booked. I'm like, you're my mom. What the fuck?
You're not supposed to have plans before I do. We ended up at some Irish pub, which was great. I mean, you know, it was kind of shut. Absolutely nobody there, like in the back room. So we hadn't had our own private party.
That's nice. So you could cry in public without shame.
I did look around and it was kind of like an older crowd. I was like, who is here? Right? This is kind of an interesting crowd. Bomb wings, though.
That's good. Honestly, all Irish pubs have good wings.
You know? Is that a rule here? Like, what is that?
Like any of those places in Times Square that I've ever like ended up in, like after a Broadway show or anything, you always order the buffalo wings. They're always killer. I don't know.
It was shocking to me. It was at Murphy's Law on the Upper East Side, 70th Street.
Damn, going on the Upper East Side just to hang out?
Yeah, we were with DC people.
Yeah.
And, you know, caught the game and the lack of the game, but...
It's just a destination. I don't ever think, like, let's go hang out on the Upper East.
On the Upper East, I know.
Yeah.
The friends live up there, so I thought, okay, we'll make the trek, but it is a trek.
You're nice.
It is a trek. But I was jealous of your caviar. I'll be damn sure.
I was throwing down. I was ready for it. I stole Jared's sweatshirt. I was like, oh, can I please? Because my Eagle stuff is in storage in LA. Like, who knew I'd need it right now?
The tale of Anna's storage unit.
It just makes me shop more. Because I'm like, well, fuck, now I need my own shirt for the Super Bowl.
Of course. Yeah, but I don't even want to watch the Super Bowl. So I'll tune in for the halftime show.
That's it?
I'm gonna watch, but it's just like it's not even entertaining. Maybe the commercials. Nobody wants to watch these two teams.
I can't wait to see all the commercials I didn't book this year. I auditioned for two Super Bowl commercials because they're always I always audition for them, but they're always like, you know, can't tell you what it is, the celebrity is like X'd out and blah blah blah. And like you can tell because it's so like weird and weirdly worded, and you're like, wait, what is this? Oh, it must be a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, totes.
I've gotten very close to a couple of them, but you know what? Maybe this is my year. Maybe this is my year to book the one for next year. Do you know what I mean? Because they all audition in November.
Yes. No, they really do audition early.
That's laughing at me. I'm like, no, I swear. 2026, guys, is my fucking Super Bowl
year.
That's my Super Bowl year. I've only auditioned for these commercials for 18 years. You know, how many years?
Right.
47 years.
There was a really cool interview that Chaz Palminteri did. And he, I think he was like in his mid 30s.
Okay.
When he like got fired from his job. And he like wrote the whole, you know, A Bronx Tale. So,
wow.
I love the late in life stories. That's why I'm just trying to give you.
Dre, how late in life do you?
I'm not saying
think
you
I
are.
Am.
I'm saying that like I love these things where people like start their business at 50, you know, because it gives me hope.
Yeah, I'm going to be so hot and rich in my 40s. It's going to be like gross. You're going to be like, wait, when? She struggled when? She's just so such a natural, rich, hot person. How?
When people discover you, they think that you just like popped up on the scene also. It's amazing to know the history. That's why I love to read like the see the biopics, read the history. Because I go, damn, that bitch has been working since she was like
forever.
3 years old. Yeah.
Forever. Speaking of bitches be working, we went to a comedian party. Pat was there. Oh my God. We went to, we have to do, by the way, one day, I started doing your Kristen the other day. I was like, I'm doing Dre's Kristen. And I was like, we need to do a swap of our impressions day.
Oh my God.
For everyone.
I love doing that. Yeah.
We're like, I'll put on your wig.
Yes.
You put on my Steve wig and yes. We like fully go at it, you know?
Wait, that'd actually be so fun.
So fun. We should do it for the live show.
Yes.
Should we take the time to introduce our live show?
I mean, yeah. What's a better time?
Wait,
than
we're going to do it in character too. We're doing two intros, but we're doing a live show on March 5th. You better fucking mark your calendars, guys.
March 5th, you guys. This is going to be like more of like an established. We've done a live show before, but I think this one is like we're really going to just blow it out of the water.
Yeah, because we now have like more of a footing. You know,
yes.
We have a routine. And it's going to be at City Winery in New York City on March 5th. So if you're listening to this, because I know you are, just write it down, write it in your calendar. You know,
it's going to be so fun. City Winery is such a fun venue also.
Yeah.
So
anyway, but we were at this party. It was Tim Dillon's 40th birthday party. I've only met Tim like twice in my life, but friends invited me to come and it was so fun.
It was so fun.
It was a full bar mitzvah. It was a...
No, it really was though.
There
was just so
many... Carnival. It was a wedding. It was everything wrapped in one in a comedy club.
DJ, ice luge...
Ice sculpture. I don't know if there was a luge.
It wasn't a luge?
I don't know.
Well, then why did I try to make out with his mouth?
Wow.
I was sucking on something. I'm just kidding.
Dre was stuck to that mouth for a while. And I was like, she okay?
That shit wasn't an ice luge? Okay. I don't know.
I was like, someone give her vodka. She doesn't know.
Yeah. And I was sticking to dry January, which is just so, just a downer.
Dre,
bro.
Guess what? It's still January.
And it's a downer for me. Like, I really want to, you know.
I don't feel bad, actually. You chose to do this month. You got this, you know?
I know.
It's empowering.
So, aside from the ice luge that wasn't an ice luge.
We had famous caricatures walking around. We had
it was a scene. Like, there was also some actual, like, really big celebs that were hiding themselves under a hat. And I wore a hat because I just didn't feel like doing my hair. But everybody kept giving me looks like,
who is that? Yeah, it's almost who's a power that? Move. Yeah.
Yeah, I go
hiding behind that hat.
I'm nobody. I'm just wearing this trucker hat.
I love that.
But there was Bethany Frankel.
Bethany freaking Frankel. You guys, how long have we been waiting for this moment? I remember I DM'd with her like last summer, two summers ago. I was like, hey, girl, let's make a video together. And she was like, I don't really like to work. I'm in the Hamptons. Like, and I was like, okay, I'll come to you. And she was like, maybe someday. And I was like, what? Come on.
She wasn't giving you... like a time and a place, which we thought she'd be on it.
She was iconic. She walked into a comedy club with a team of makeup and social media. Okay.
Yep.
Baller status move. And I saw her before I saw you. And
yes.
I remember because I see you and I go, she's here. I was like, ah, she's here. And you were like, what? And I was like, whip around. And she knows us because she's posted us before. She's reposted when we've done impressions. She's very kind to the people who make fun of her. And, you know, like she doesn't give
it.
A shit. She's like, these people are fucking funny. And she likes the comedy scene. And she made these compilation videos like a year ago of like all the Bethany impressions. And Dre and I made the cut. Okay. We were fucking listed there.
Yeah.
Cut in. And first, when I see her, this was literally how it happened. I go, Bethany. I was like, oh my God. And I'm with Emma Willman, who's like, if she doesn't say anything to you, I will come in there and be like, she does great videos of you. Emma. And I was like, Emma, God bless. Bethany sees me and she goes, you. And she like almost snaps at her social team. I was like, light. And then she's like, go. And
it's insane.
She's
a machine.
I was like the puppy who is like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay, perform. And I whipped it out of nowhere. She has not posted this video that I did of just me screaming at her camera. How dare you show up at the stand with no chicken salad? I fucking waited for this cottage cheese. No cottage cheese? Who the hell are you? You know, I was just like bitching her out as if like I was her. I don't know what I was doing. And she's laughing. I have the video on my phone because her social guy took it.
From your phone.
No, but he took it from his phone and gave it to me after. But it's like,
got it.
It's literally, it looks like stage mom Bethany filming me and is like, let's go louder, softer, funnier, do a joke, do this. And I'm like, tap dancing like a fucking freak. And I kept being like, I go, tag me afterwards. And she's like, of course.
Sure.
I think it's part of, because she, here's the thing. I don't know if you saw, she reposted like 3 TikToks that day of her whole night of like meeting Marcelo, of us dancing,
the photo booth.
Dancing. We did like brunch. She like is selfieing and Dre and I are just literally being like insane, sick.
Just doing all Bethany,
You know, Bethany
rich
words.
Bitch, shit.
We're just like whipped out our dictionary. Yeah. And we're like, what are the Bethany Frankel words? But it was so funny. And it's so funny, like people who are like fans of hers and stuff. I got so many sweet DMs. They're like, oh my God, was she nice? Like, I can't believe you guys met her. Yeah. I was like, yeah, she was nice. I mean, like,
she was nice, but she also comes in very quick spurts. Like, she's like, what's going on? Love it. Sick. She gets the video done. Like, my brain doesn't
even stop.
and moving on to the next, right? Hit the pizza table, get a drink, leave. Like, she has a itinerary.
Yeah.
And don't get in her way.
Yeah.
But it was very nice of her to like include both of us.
So sweet.
Be like, let's do a video. Sick.
So sweet. Because I want her to be a guest on our show. And maybe if she hears this episode, she will be. But wait, my friend also DM'd me and was like, wait, you saw Bethany? How is she already back in the Hamptons in her pajamas? And I was like, I don't think she posts in order. She posts 40 videos a day. Like, there's no fucking way.
There's no rhyme or reason. Whenever the video gets edited by her team, she's like, post it. You know, you can't follow the chronological order because I don't think there is one.
No, there 1000% isn't.
But it was so funny.
Anyway, anywho, wait, I wanted to say one other thing about our impressions. Andrea did a killer. You did a killer show the other night. I got to go see you at City Winery.
Yeah,
you
the charity show we did for the LA fires. It was a very funny show because
I wouldn't call it a show as much as you were the show. Dre was the only, Dre like came prepared for a show and I was like amped to see it. And then, you were the only show. It was honestly the Andrea Lopez show and like other people danced around the stage after, like no one did performance.
So it really just kind of was Kyle Cook wanting to put on a benefit and raise money. Yeah. And so I think anybody that had any relation to a Bravo show or like reality TV, if they DM'd him, he was like, you're on the lineup.
Yeah.
It was just one, come all. And I was like, oh yeah, this will be fun. Let me, you know, and the day of, he's like, hey, letting you know you got 10 minutes for your set. I said, perfect. He's like, you and Connor Wood are going to just do the two comedian. Like if you have a bit, like do it. And I said, great. Me thinking this is going to be right up at the top before everybody like gets chit chatty.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just a hodgepodge of a lineup. Like they didn't really know. They were like, we're going to put summer house people up. They're going to dance. Then they're going to.
So
Dorinda came up and was like, I need to go to bed. You see my face? Take a photo. Good night.
It was literally that.
Peace, everybody.
And I was like, Oliver.
Yeah.
It did start very late. We like took a car over from dinner and I was like, wait, it hasn't started yet. And then I texted you. It was very sweet though. I had fun because it was like all the Taylor Strecker girls who were in this weekend to hang out with Taylor were like, Anna. And I was like, Miranda. And I was like, who? And they were like, we just came from the drinks with Taylor. Like, and someone in the group had a ticket and was like, everyone should come. And then they knew you were on it and they were excited to see you. And it was like, so then they were like, and we're running into you. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. And then your girls, Carla and the gals, were there.
Yes.
Shout out Carla. So I made friends, you know, I had a good time, but
it did really honestly start, I think like an hour after they had initially wanted people to like get up on stage. But overall, we raised $25,000.
That's amazing.
Woo!
That's a shit ton of money.
Shit ton of money. It was a little bit of drama and I do just want to give my own statement.
Oh, wow. Andrea's going to address the haters.
Go. I'm going to address, and there honestly weren't that many, but I do want to explain my side. So I had no control over who's going to be at the show. I do impressions of people that I do enjoy as human beings, obviously, right?
We always do it out of love.
It's out of love. I was on the stage doing a character that had obviously relationship problems with other people that were at the show and were on the lineup, right? I was not trying to do a bit. Okay. So I do Teresa Giudice, and obviously she has her own relationship with her brother that you guys have seen the problems unfold on reality TV. Like it's a whole, it's also, seasons long.
Dre, you are also not Teresa.
I am not Teresa. I am an impersonator slash comedian slash host. Anna and I slash do a million
huge
things.
Huge Eagles fan today. I mean,
damn it. Gay Bert.
No, I should have worn a bra. That. I got cold and I could see it. Anyway. For all those YouTube viewers who are sickos.
If anybody wants to watch our YouTube, we got some
Eagles gear and some nips, okay?
Some nips. So I got a couple DMs that said, that was very distasteful of you, unnecessary for you to be on stage with those people. I said, the bit was truly less than 5 minutes. It was for charity and it was meant to be funny. I am not showing allegiance or friendship or any type of alliance with people. And I don't want to get canceled for something that really was meant out of love, truly. Like, I just went up there.
These people clearly don't understand, though. Like, you have to brush them off because it's like,
right,
you're not her.
Right.
You have no actual, like, relationship with any of her friends or enemies that, like, what?
Did doing her impression help me to get on? It did allow me jobs. It booked me on Watch What Happens Live. I did a tour with you guys on Watch What Happens Live. So I want to say thank you, right? But it's a part of the job. And it was for a good cause. So I'm sorry if I offended anybody. And I'm obviously
people
not
always have
buddy with people that I'm on.
Right.
It's like part of the job.
Whenever I do Hilaria Baldwin, it's a fine line because people are upset with her. Mm-hmm. I do her because, A, I fell into it. I look like her. We look alike. And
like,
it's
so genuinely, when you have the hair flip and the bangs, it's Hilaria.
Yeah. And it's so fun. But some people who are close with her are like someone commented on my video I posted this weekend and they were literally like, how dare you? She is so nice. She is nothing but nice. And I said, I bet she is. Right. I also think she's a good mom. I also know she knows how to speak Spanish. Of course. And they go, how dare you let these comments go? Because the comments, you know, I'm not a part of the like hating group of Hilaria haters or whatever, but they all comment on my videos, which I don't think she realizes is actually helpful for the algorithm. You know, a comment pushes that video out even more. What am I going to sit there and delete every comment? No.
That's the other thing.
That's the pressure you get when you put anything out on the internet. Right. You're going to get hate and love. And honestly, both help the algorithm.
The only time I think it's okay to delete a comment is if it's hurting another person that was commenting. Like if there starts a comment war, that's when I kind of put end to it. But if they're offending me, I'll leave it up there so people can see the whole story.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes if it's a nasty one about me, I'll be like, I don't need to see that. Delete.
Right.
But yeah, I was like, girl, I said, honestly, this is only out of like fun and love. And like, you know, I'm sure she is nice. I have no hate. I said, I actually DM'd her to make a video. She hasn't gone back to me. If you know her, let her know.
And if they do reach out, they're always very supportive. Like, honestly, 100% mainly. And if there is a problem, we always are like, this is for comedy purposes.
Seriously. Totally. We're not the real people. We're not that.
Don't get mad at. Right. So I was kind of thrown off because I thought, OK, this might be taken a little bit weird because I'm holding like the sprinkle cookies. And it's a small piece of drama in like the grand scheme of things.
I want you to know, as a person who never watched a full episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, I thought it was really funny.
Thank you.
And I didn't know the backstory. Right. So like, I know some of the, like, I know the sprinkle cookie meme, like the sounds meme from TikTok and everything. But I was like, oh, this is so funny. So I'm sorry. But like, just remember that there are the Annas out there who are like, oh, that's hilarious.
The main purpose of that bit was for me to be Teresa Giudice, the life coach. And I asked somebody how I can help them. And a guy lost his job. So I gave him advice.
Gorgeous.
That was the main bit. And then I went on to Kristen Cavallari. So sorry. I love you. And Teresa has been nothing but supportive of me. And so all I can say is thank you. And I'm sorry if you are the tree hugger and I offended you. That's my apology.
Gorgeous. Let's take a quick break because the Teresa police are knocking on the door right now. And I just want to
they're coming at me. I need to speak out. All right. I love you.
We got to get them out of here. Okay. We'll be right back. we are back and better than ever. And we kind of hinted at this before, but Ilaria Baldwin has a new book coming out. A lot of press this week.
I mean, she's on a full on press tour. I thought it was one thing. No, she's doing two things.
Book coming out called El Manuel, not included.
Ilaria, what is, I'm sorry, what was that? Is the name of the book?
Is Manuel not included? But oh, okay. In my life, I call it El Manuel Unincludado.
Of okay, right, of course.
It's like,
she's bilingual and it's, right, because you probably don't even, do you know how to say book?
El libro.
Libro,
okay. Of course. El biblioteco.
Right.
Of course.
But I, so wait, so she drops the book announcement last week, right?
Yes.
And you know, when this news comes in for anybody we do, they're like, get to work, girl. And you're like,
sending you the videos. Like, can't wait to see this update.
I do love books because I'm like, oh, I could read an excerpt, you know, and fucking improvise. Like, so I was like, once upon a tiempo, there was a girl and a boy and they met at yoga, you know, like whatever. And then, you know, that last year, remember they teased the Baldwins on TLC,
which we talked about this. We did this bit. I feel like it was 2 years ago.
No, it was last year.
Was it last year? And we teased it and we were like, what could the show be about?
Yeah.
We finally got the trailer.
We got the trailer today when we're recording today. Uh-huh. It was like, you know, it was like, we have a lot of kids and we have, you know, we're so busy. And then it was like hard cut to the shooting, which was just like, is that I don't watch enough TLC, but does TLC need that kind of like,
they
sad, scary? It was like, we have siete kids and there's my husband Alec. And then it was TLC, like, dun, 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 dun.
No, seriously. TLC is, their bread and butter is really just like family dysfunction.
Yeah.
That's what they're known for. And people go to that.
Yeah.
So for me, just seeing the craziness of the Baldwinitos with like seven kids, I'm like, that's enough for TLC.
Sure. But I did not think they would address
me that. Neither.
We both were like, and then I showed it to Jared. I was like, my heart like dropped because it was like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like weird to bring that story in. I know it's their story and like they had to go through that and it's awful for everyone involved. But it's like, to put it in a trailer,
that's where I thought it was weird. I was like, they could have alluded to it a little bit less and then have us guessing. But to put that right in dead smack, it threw me off. I go,
wait, you're going to remember from this trailer.
I'm not even kidding. I thought it was a commercial for something. I go, wait a minute, a YouTube ad? Like, this sucks.
No, it does. It looks weird. It, like,
jump cut.
It was a jump cut. It was a jump. It was a jump and a jump cut. Wait, I show it to Jared and you're going to be obsessed with his reaction. The only thing he got from this trailer, I mean, he obviously was like, whoa, they went there. But there's a scene, I guess there's a clip of them in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And she's holding a bunch of pizzas. And he goes, oh, sweet. They got Feeny pizza.
Wait, I know that exact scene you're talking about. And I was like, what is she holding? Is this pizza boxes? And why does she's holding like,
we got Feeny last night. So it was like fresh on his brain.
But it looked like it was from the Hamptons. Like she's like,
they have it there.
Okay.
They have one there. Yeah. And so he was like, I forgot they have Feeny in the Hamptons. And I was like, this wasn't the point of showing you.
That is like typical male brain. Like that's where his head goes. Like, oh no, you're supposed to be looking at, okay, the trailer. Okay. Yep. You're thinking of pizza. Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Right.
It was so funny. Anyway, iconic. February 23rd.
Yeah.
It comes out,
Are you excited for it to come out, Ilaria, or what are your feelings?
You know, I've always wanted my own show on La Televisión.
Right.
And it's just like, I thought I would be on like a different channel, you know, like HBO or like, I don't know, like Max.
Yeah.
Is that one now? That's like one.
HBO Max.
Yeah. Yes. HBO Max. And I'm a, you know, Maxanito and like whatever. But it's just like, I don't know, like TLSA was like so kind and they were like, we love all Siete Baldwinitos, you know, like, and just show how crazy life is. So yeah, I'm like excitados, but I'm also a little nervous because people like to rip apart, you know?
Yes. They can be so brutal.
So brutal.
Now, are you producing this? Like, did everything that you want to come out in this reality show, is it coming out or would you want it to hide a little bit more? Because it seems like you guys are giving us a lot.
We're giving it all, you know, like
why? Yeah.
Why hold back? You know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like I was going to maybe be on the Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know, like
I think a lot of people would have loved that.
I think so. So I think this is like my audition.
Yes.
You know, how you say a tryout for television.
Right.
Know?
This could be your kind of launching point.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to do like serious acting? I don't know. Like, my husband, Alec, he's, like, such good actors.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah,
he's, like, Oscar actor.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's so
very talented.
I know.
And there was a really deep moment between you and him where, listen, if I were him, I would be exhausted. I would kind of be like, yo, do we need more kids? And you're always pushing for more kids. But he was like, without you guys, I would be lost. And he's almost brought to tears.
Yeah, because every night when we go to bed, we tie him to the bed and we say, you cannot move. Okay, we need you and you need me and we need you.
Right.
And he says, okay. And I say, I want one more balbonitos. And he says, no, Ilaria, enough. And I say,
right,
I love you. You know, you are my encantaro. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just like a relationship. Like, it's no big deal. But like, yeah, he can't live without me.
Tied to the bed. Right. That sounds.
Did you see my book? It's like a photo like that. He's tied up with his mouth tied up.
With his mouth. Okay. So it's kind of like, that's a joke for you guys. Okay.
It's like our
little thing.
You know, it's like our thing.
You wear the pants of the family.
I wear los pantalones. Of course. And
of course.
I take off los pantalones, you know, for my yoga and like whatever.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, we better be seeing some excerpts from the book. We better.
Yeah.
Can't wait for this reality TV show to come out.
I know. It's like so many episodes, you know, it's like a lot.
It is a lot. And I hope that this is not just one season. I want like multiple seasons.
I cannot promise, but, you know, we can see because it's like, you know, my kids are growing up. I don't know if they want to do television or like become like astronaut, you know, or something big.
So. Yeah, they have dreams too. They really do.
Yeah.
Wait, can I be honest though? When I saw the trailer, I am obsessed with seeing moms like in the kitchen. This is why I love the early seasons of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Because it was like just regular day. It gets you out of your own head and your own life, and it's escapism. So I just wanted to watch Ilaria just in her kitchen, like making
tortilla.
Yes.
You know, like
some taco Tuesday.
And
just having it like all madness around with all the kids. But it doesn't look like it's going to be like that.
I will say, we were like, do we have the nannies in? Do we not have the nannies in?
Right.
Like, it's up to them. But like, we said no, really. And we want people to know, like, we are parents too. You know, like we're real people too. Yeah, no big deal. You know?
Are you doing a lot of like Pilates exercises, yoga poses?
Always.
Yeah,
really like a lot of inversandos. You know, like
a little, like stretch on the chair.
Inversandos.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I can spread my legs really.
I gotta stop.
I'm sure you can. That's how you make a balbonitos.
You know? You should teach a lesson actually about fertility. Really
I am fertility. I am queen.
If you look up fertility in the dictionary, it's just Ilaria's name smacked right there. She's fertile, y'all.
I know, although it's so funny because people are always like, she did not have those babies. I don't know, there are all these theories, you know. The internet serves me them at this point because I think they think I'm her too, you know what I mean?
Totally.
I get like texts from people or like DMs who are like, I'm in a park and she's here, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
No, I
but cool.
When you do a side by side, it's actually it's crazy.
You know what? That's very sweet. Because
more and more, you look like Steve every day and you look like Ilaria. Like, I don't know which one I'm getting, you know?
One time on TikTok, someone was like, she looks like a woman version of Stephen Colbert. And I'm going to tell you, for a week, I stared in the mirror and I was like,
what?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman Stephen Colbert? I was really thrown off by that one.
Have you ever seen the woman on TikTok that looks like Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And she called, okay.
I love her.
You guys.
She's so funny.
She is so funny, and she does the same expressions as Jim Carrey. It makes me so happy.
Lean into it, you know?
Lean the F in.
I don't know how to lean into Stephen Colbert, you know?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Really? What did you... No one's ever told me that in my whole life.
Yeah.
Who do you get? Who do you get when people are like, you know...
Well, actually, I had a girl come up to me at the LA benefit show, and she was Indian, and a bunch of people went up to her, and they were like, hey, Andrea.
Oh my God, I remember this. Yes.
And she came up to me, she's like, hey, a bunch of people have been coming up to me, and I actually did see it. I saw the similarities, because sometimes people think I'm Indian or I'm...
Yeah.
Not Mexican, I don't know, but I get multiple different things. But I don't really get any, like, famous... We've talked about doppelgangers.
Yeah.
I don't get too many. I had like a TikToker. Someone said I look like a TikToker. Everybody thinks that I am actually the girl that does the Kardashians.
Yes, Yuri.
Everybody goes, oh my God, when you do Chloe with the post-it notes, I go, that's the other Spanish girl that does the Kardashians. No.
Yeah.
So don't get us confused. I see where you're going with that. But it's not. But I never get offended.
Yeah. That's a, you know what?
But what's up, Colbert? You don't see it.
Thank you.
Like, I really don't.
Okay, wait. We have to talk about something I sent you.
Yep.
Quietcations. The new hard trend. News, guys. The new trend is quietcations, which honestly sounds scary to me. I don't know about you. Did you read what it was?
Well, because I don't even like, I find meditating hard, actually.
Yeah.
I can't. It's, but when it's time to go to bed, bitch is out.
Really?
Like, I have no inner thoughts running through my head. Clear mind.
But do you go to bed there trying falling to asleep to TV or something?
Well, I will. Yeah, I guess that's why. I don't even allow thoughts to come into my head.
Same.
I put the TV on. But no, I usually be watching like something that I've been meaning to watch and I always fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it, I got to restart it tomorrow.
I want you to know I started The Substance last night. It was 10:45.
So many weird things.
I saw 4 minutes until I passed out. I go, Jared, please don't be upset. I might have to finish it tomorrow. I wake up this morning and I go,
yeah.
Did I? I remember one scene.
Yeah.
That's all. Just she's working out and it's like a workout video. That's all I saw. Fully
and
passed.
You were out cold. Yeah.
Out cold. But anyway, quietcations. Yeah, can I give you the rundown? A silent traveler or quietcation is a vacation that gives you a break from the noise and hustle of the modern world, prioritizing more mindful, slow travel that doesn't require a vacation from your vacation.
Huh?
Too much. Not to be confused with TikTok's quiet vacationing trend where people take the time without cashing in PTO and login and telling them without telling their jobs where they are. Quietcation can vary depending on how much silence you're looking for. But it's basically you can participate in a wellness resort retreat, noise-free breakfast, walking meditation. You know, there are also silent 5 to 10 day retreats where you're silent for five to ten days. I feel like I'd forget how to talk. I don't know if I'd come back from that.
I could definitely do it without phones, without technology. That I think would be very good for me. But I don't know about the being silent, though. I think that's a really good exercise that would like be very challenging.
Very challenging. Like, because you would want to go up and be like, oh my God, did you try the bagels this morning? They're so good. And they'd be like,
are you with other people in the... I was imagining quietcations is like you can go skiing or something and you're just
alone.
Yeah. Just vacationing alone. But I guess this is more of a silent retreat.
I guess.
I mean, we would have to duct tape our mouths.
Yeah, I would. Although that's a trend too. People are like, want to be more beautiful? Sleep with duct tape over your face.
Oh my God, this new beauty tape that I've been seeing.
What is it?
It's scar tape, where it's actually meant for deep tissue scars, like if you have an accident. So to help. Girls that are 18 are putting this on their face and going, I'm trying to get rid of my crow's feet. Honey, you don't have crow's feet.
I know, right?
And nothing about your face says old or crinkled. Like, I'm literally watching these girls rip this scar tape tissue off their face and they do the gate. They're like, wake up with me. And they like rip scar tissue tape off.
God, we didn't have this when we were younger.
No, I know. But it also, they're saying you can replace it with Botox. Like, instead of getting Botox, just get this $2 scar tape.
Yeah. I've seen the videos. Yeah. I didn't know it was scar tape. I've just seen people be like, this is Botox free, you know, whatever.
Right.
And I was like, just get the Botox. I mean, like, think about it.
Like, easy and done.
Yeah, then you don't have to do it every night, every day. I don't know.
That's another thing.
I got Botox last week. That's what I just wanted to add in, you know?
Well, I honestly see such results with Botox, whereas the tape, I think, is going to be a more
gradual
change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not, I'm not like, we'll see if anything truth comes out of Botox or anything. You're like 10 years down the road, like, don't get Botox.
You know, I did a little in my lip to like flip it up a little.
Yeah.
And I always forget. I've done it a couple times, but I forget that like a couple days after, like you literally can't drink out of a straw. I look so silly. I can't like, yeah, I can't blow anyone. I was like,
we know you don't do that shit anyways, Anna.
I can't. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's just my lips don't work.
Right.
But I have to drink a straw like out of the side of my mouth. Like,
oh my God.
That's how I have to do it.
Christmas with the cranks.
Yeah.
When he gets Botox in the face.
Yeah. Love
my
it.
My favorite is Kourtney Kardashian when she goes to the dentist. She's like, what's wrong with my face? What do you mean? It's fine.
I love it.
Wait, SZA. Do you know SZA?
Yeah.
She just went on a silent retreat for 10 days.
Oh my God.
She posted about it, which is actually crazy.
And?
I think it was in India or it was a very, very far away place. She said it actually was fully life-changing.
Wow. I imagine like if you're that famous or you're going that, you know, like you're that busy and you're working that much, like it is a nice reset.
Totally.
For me, I think I'd lose my mind right now because I'd be like,
wait a minute.
Chain me to a bed.
What? I can't be silent. I think it's scary just to having your own, you're only with your own thoughts.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you have to comfort yourself. I would die in solitary confinement.
I'm so sorry.
What would we do? People are always like, oh my God, you must never get bored. You just like do a bunch of voices. I go, no, that's actually a psychotic person.
Yeah, what? Do they think like, I'm bored. You know what? I could really talk to myself as someone else right now.
We have full on conversations like Teresa and Krista in a room together. And you're like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Or like when you're out with your boyfriend, like people will be like to Jared, like, she must make you laugh all day. And I'm like, God, the way I wish I could, you know, I think it's like, is he crying? You know?
Yeah. Like, he's waiting for an out, honestly.
He's like, Anna, clean your shit up. And I'm like, Miranda, I just want to look at you a little longer, you know?
No, it's honestly, it's not even funny. Like, people really do think that. They're like, God, you guys just have so much fun together.
Yeah, right.
No, it's alarming, actually.
It takes role playing to a negative level. You know what I mean?
They're like, oh, you don't just dress up as a maid? Like, no, bitch, you know what he gets every night? Sebastian. How does that turn you on? Doesn't. Does not.
Yeah, one day Jared was just like, I'm just kind of used to you as Steve now when you get into the outfit. And I was like, yeah, I'm like his buddy, you know? I'm like, you want to go play a game of three?
Friends. Want to hit a game of horse or something?
I'm like, is this ruining my like actual relationship, a romantic relationship?
Yeah.
Maybe. But you know what? It's the price you pay to work, okay?
It's part of the job, sweetie.
I'll be like this. It'll be like 7 p.m. I'm like, oh shit, I have to do a cameo as Steve. Hold on 1 second. I like put it on and I'm like, oh, it's due tomorrow, you know?
You know what I think we put more work on ourselves for cameo is because our cameos are usually in character. So when I get a cameo, it's not just an instant.
No, yeah.
It's just an instant gratification of like, film yourself in the car. You got to wait till you got your wig.
Yeah.
Chinooka. You got to be in
it's
character.
Not a Chinooka. Fire off. Happy Chinooka. No idea what Chinooka is.
Wait, who did that? Luann? No. Who did that?
Who was it? I want to say it was, shit. What's his name? My brain is going.
Oh, from the runway show?
No, he's a singer. Smokey Robinson.
Oh, my God. Yes.
My brain went blank. RuPaul
for some reason. Okay.
RuPaul just recently lip synced the Smokey Robinson Chinooka cameo. Oh. That was viral. So you're not totally off.
Okay. That's
but RuPaul fine. Knows what Hanukkah is. Okay. RuPaul's friends with the Jews.
Of course.
Anyway, that was all I had to say about that. Wait, what did you? Oh, what did you want to tell us?
Oh, speaking of Botox.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I was like, I looked at your skinny jeans because she wrote skinny jeans are back. And my reaction was in my face. Literally on this outline, she has skinny jeans are back, according to Alex Earle. And I went, okay, yeah. Whatever.
Okay, clearly we're doing the other topic, which was...
Sorry. No.
And no, I thought it was funny, though. Keep that.
You
keep
go, what's wrong? I was like...
That one was a throwaway topic, okay? That was like glamour being like...
We can throw it away.
Skinny jeans are back.
We can throw it away.
But I liked your reaction.
Are you going to wear them?
Well, I've really been into the baggy jeans look, to be honest.
Me too. I did save 2 pairs of skinny jeans that I love. And you know what? I whip them out sometimes under a jean, but I mean, under a boot. But like, I don't know if I'm ready to like fully rock it like on its own yet, you know?
That's true. I'm also working on my ass. And some guy was talk shit about my ass as I was going into the subway. He was like, man, she looked good, but her ass flat as shit. And since then, I've never been the same.
Wow. I dream of a flat ass.
And
I'm not even kidding. I'm like, what else do I have to cut out? I don't eat gluten or dairy. What else do I have to cut out to lose the butt? You know, potato chips.
As somebody who loves being a momager as Kris Jenner, your ass is money.
Thank you so much. But unfortunately, it's just the one thing I've always hated about myself.
Like you're lying because my mom would be like moon people.
My mom would be like, stand up straight. As a kid, I'm not kidding you because my mom has no butt. And I'd be like, I don't go straighter. And she'd be like, you're sticking your butt out. She always thought I was sticking it out. And I was like, no, it's just like, what happened? Okay.
Never be ashamed of your ass. Okay.
Thank you.
Ass is in. Like, you don't want to be flat.
But I am excited to get a little older where it like gravity finally takes, you know, it down a tiny bit.
If you ask Jared, would you prefer her ass flat or fat?
I'd hold a gun to his head and be like, you can't answer this question.
I've never met a guy, unless he's dating, I don't know, Naomi Campbell or somebody who's on the runway and they naturally have a very cinched frame. You know what I'm saying?
Look.
Right. Yeah. But I think we're now embracing all body types. I have to be honest.
I think so.
So anyways, I'm trying to get a fat ass. And once I do have a nice, juicy, plump ass, I will be rocking those skinny jeans. But skinny jeans don't really do any of my features justice. So.
Wait, anyway, what was the topic you wanted to do?
The topic I wanted to do was, did you hear about this guy that was pumping up people with fake Botox in New York?
Oh, dude. I saw a photo of like...
Be careful where you're getting your Botox from. Yeah. Yeah.
And go to my guy, Dr. Aki.
Nice plug.
She set me up. I'll tag him. I'll tag him on Instagram.
Nice little plug.
Yeah. No, I... Here's the thing, though. That's fucked up that you can't shoot someone up with fake Botox. What was it? Gasoline?
If you're in New York, well, he was buying these Botox, these injections off some like fake website and then overpricing them, obviously, because he was trying to get a cheaper bang for his buck, I guess. But when you do that, but if you're in New York City, I could see somebody doing this in, I don't know, like a very small town where not a lot of things are getting checked up on. But if you're in New York City, you're getting clients high. You don't know.
Go online. Go on Google. Go read.
Read reviews.
ZocDoc. Go. There's plenty of places. You can do your research before you get shot up.
Yeah. Don't be just going to Joe.
That sounded so wrong, but I meant like needle shots.
Right. Exactly.
Anywho, I just want to give a shout out to Sutton Foster and Hugh Jackman. They're the only ones really thriving in January this month.
I mean,
have you seen them out and about?
I've just seen pictures and everybody's like, what are they doing?
They're hot and heavy. They're like, you know, I saw them in a parking lot in L.A. outside of dinner in New York the other night. She's supporting his show. And I'm like, they're two of the best musical theater performers to ever be born onto the earth. So I just think it's such a gorgeous match. I'm like here for it. I'm like the super fan who's like, where can I
regardless of what, who was hurt in the past?
I don't know if anyone was hurt because they're both divorced.
They were wasn't any crossover.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Because they did do the Music Man together, you know? Mm-hmm. They had dressing rooms near each other.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I forgot about that part. I think I was just so happy for them right now. But yeah, there is probably drama in the past. But
I love the hot and heavy period when they're just PDA all over the place. But it does end. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. Anyway, this was so fun.
This was so fun.
Gorgeous studio. Okay.
Yeah, we're enjoying.
Shout out to Pat. He's recording us today and we're having so much fun. And I feel like a princess in this chair. I really do.
By the way, Mike is still a part of our team. We're just trying out a new studio while we had a studio change up. But Mike is very much still a part of the fam.
Yeah. But I do want to end on tale as old as time. Look at me in this chair, right? I'm turning into Beauty and the Beast. True as it can be. Get tickets to our live show. That's all I got.
March 5th, baby. It's going to be wild. I want you guys all to show up in wigs. It's going to be a time and a half. Can't wait. And
one more plug, because some of you have been telling me. Heather McDonald plugged us. Should we tell them?
Yeah.
We're going to be on the Heather McDonald live shows doing a little, I guess, opening act. Dre and I, Bigwigs is coming for Heather McDonald. We're going to be in wigs. We're doing February 14th in New York at the Palladium, February 15th in D.C., February 16th in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're going to rock out with Heather. It's going to be so fucking fun. So
can't wait.
You know. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
See you guys on Thursday.